We all have to fear the punishment of the qabr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us advice that recite Suratul Mulk, Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk, preferably every night before going to bed, after Isha Salah. Inshallah, this will become a shield for us from the punishment of the qabr. It comes in a hadith of Tirmidhi. On one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates that a group of Sahaba were traveling on a journey and they had to stay overnight. They pitched their tents. One of the Sahaba happened to pitch his tent over a qabr. He did not realize it was a qabr because it was flattened out. He says when he slept in the tent overnight, he heard the recitation of Suratul Mulk coming from the ground. Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk. From beginning till the end, he heard the recitation. So obviously he was puzzled. The next morning when they reached Medina Munawwara, they related this phenomenon to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through divine revelation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed. He in turn passed the information to the Sahaba that the place where you pitched your tent was the qabr of a pious person who was habitual of reciting Surah Mulk every night. Allah Ta'ala gave him the opportunity to recite the surah in the qabr, and the voice or the sound of the surah we're hearing was protection for the person in the qabr from the azab of the qabr. هذه munjiyah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this surah is a salvation from the azab of the qabr. In one hadith related by Abdullah bin Masud, radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to this effect, that make a habit of reciting Suratul Mulk. The benefit will be that in the qabr, if the azab tries and come from the head side, the same Surah Mulk will take on a physical form and ward off the azab. If it comes from the right or left, it will ward off the azab. If it comes from the feet side, this surah will ward off the azab. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith to this effect, that it is my fervent desire that Surah Mulk should reside in the bosom of every ummati. Like he mentioned about Surah Yasin as well, that we should memorize Surah Yasin, similar Surah Mulk. If a person not a hafiz, he can open the Quran and recite, but in his wudu to recite, to hold the Quran. So if he memorizes it, even if he has no wudu, if his wudu breaks after Isha, he can recite it. Not too difficult. Surah Mulk consists of only 30 ayat, 30 verses. If a person memorizes one ayat a day, in a month he can memorize the entire surah. And recite the surah regularly, it will become the means for protection from the azab of the qabr. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows these type of incidents. Nuzatul Basatin, from that related incident the other day. Another incident, a person passed away in a certain locality and they went and buried the person. A pious person of the locality also was participating in the janazah. And as they returned from the Qabristan, from behind them, they heard a loud booming sound. When they looked at the back, they saw that the person they had buried, the qabr suddenly split open. And out of the qabr jumped out a very hideous, ugly looking, giant type of a dog. And it ran away. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this buzruk. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, tell me what is the reason for this phenomenon. So Allah Ta'ala gave him the power to somehow communicate with that dog. He went up to that dog and said to the dog, before you run away, tell me what is this strange phenomenon. We have never witnessed this before. So the dog replied to this buzruk, that I am an embodiment of the evil deeds of this person that you buried. The evil deeds that he committed. The sins that he committed. I was sent in this hideous form, in the form of a dog, to punish him. But when I appeared in the qabr to punish him, then Surah Yasin and Suratul Mulk came in a beautiful form. And they chased me out of the qabr. They delivered such a blow with a hammer. That was a booming sound that you heard. And the qabr split open. I had to run for my life. He is being protected by Surah Yasin and Suratul Mulk. So as Muslims, at least make an effort to memorize Surah Yasin, Suratul Mulk. Surah Yasin to recite in the mornings and Surah Mulk after Isha. Inshallah, Allah will make it possible for this to become a shield for us from the azab of the qabr. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.